This is Waffle On Podcast. Welcome to the August edition of Waffle On. My name is Simon Meddings, and of course, as usual, I am joined by my esteemed colleague via Skype, Mr. Mark C. Kelly.
Hello there, the ether.
The ether.
Yeah. Speaking to the ether today, yeah.
That's very good. That's quite impressive. Didn't tell me you was going to say that. Yeah, that's good.
I'll throw it in there.
Spontaneity, sir. Spontaneity. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, as usual, which seems to be the norm these days, although the past couple of podcasts that we've done, we've actually been sitting next to each other. We're doing this over Skype. One, it's a Sunday afternoon, and two, I'll be damned if I'm travelling over to you, because that's the way I have to come to work. And
yes, I agree.
Not doing that. And also, I don't feel too good, so there's a slight change in our podcast schedule. Anyway, and we've got a few things that me and Kel want to discuss with you, good listeners, because let's face it, without you listeners, this podcast would be, well, it'd be nothing really, Cal.
But this is true, it would be just like everyday life.
It would be really, but without the swearing and...
fancy, yeah.
Yeah, the world's a fancy. We've got some stuff to talk about. We was actually going to do this as a closed meeting, but we decided that as you listeners are the most important people, because otherwise, if we didn't have any listeners, we simply wouldn't do the podcast. We probably would do the podcast.
Yeah, but who would listen to it?
Just me and you would listen to it.
And then with it and call us prats. Who are them two prats on there?
and give ourselves one star. That's what we're
doing.
So first of all, apologies if I end up coughing or sneezing halfway through, but as I say, I've got a cold. So Kel, should we kick off? Because we do have, as you're always slightly amazed by the amount of listeners I keep telling you we have when we find out. So we do have an awful lot, and because it's very important to us, and thank you very much. And over the past, 2 weeks really, isn't it, that we've been discussing this at work, we thought we'd have a meeting and see what you listeners think. Kel, do you want to carry on this conversation whilst I take a drink?
I think we're not saying we're a big, a company, but most companies have an AGM, an annual general meeting, where they talk about how the company's going. And mm-hmm. I think in the same, I think the last three podcasts have become very, very routine for us. And you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
The format's the same, the music's the same, the scope of the subject's the same. And we're just thinking, what do people out there who I'd say are our fans, I think I can say that. How do they want the podcast to evolve? Because we do want it to evolve. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to just stay the same, talk about the same things. Is that all the things that people would like us to talk about? Because we're always itching to talk about things, and we can't put it in the podcast. And that's been annoying us lately, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And I think the principle of Waffle On when we first began, which is nearly 2 years ago, was we was going to talk about television programmes broadcast on British TV. And if you listen to the early trailers, I do turn around and say there could be American programmes, there could be Australian programmes, or they could be British programmes, and we'll throw in the odd film as well. And over the past 2 years, we have only done... Excuse me. Oh, dear me. We've only actually done one American show, and we've only actually done one film. And we decided really that because we were brought up on a lot of American shows and a lot of Australian shows, which we should talk more about those as well. Along with, of course, British shows, that's not going to go away at all. Far from it, it's still going to be a key thing. But I think we'd quite like to talk a lot about stuff that was brought over from abroad to Britain, wouldn't we?
Yeah, because let's be honest about it. When we were growing up and mad on TV, all the programmes we loved were foreign. Mm. They were either American or Australian, like Round the Twist, weren't they? Or American, like the A-Team. Or, you know, I think one thing with stuff that we like, Meds, we like anything where we don't care where it comes from.
No.
And I think, like you're saying, it started off something and then turned into something else that we still enjoyed, but then it got further away from what we were watching at the moment. And yeah. Because it was quite tight and it was British TV, we'd be saying, are we watching that? We can't talk about that because it's American. Oh, we can't talk about that because it's Australian. Mm. We can't talk about that because it's a film. Or we can't talk about that because you're reading that comic at the moment. Like I said, we were opening it to other cultures. Like, we'd always reading books we're really into. And we could talk, sometimes it's linked into the TV program that we're going to talk about. But we can't talk about it because it's too strict. And we want to know, what do people think out there? Would they like us to be a bit more open to a lot of different things, or open more to suggestions that people... Because we like to think that someone maybe in America could send us over a show that they watched as a kid, and that we watched as a kid, like the A-Team. Then we could talk about the A-Team. We can't really do that at the moment, can we? Because it's so stuck in British.
Yeah, I mean, there was a case last week, where we turned round and said now would have been the ideal opportunity to have done a waffle on about the A-Team, because the film has just come out. I mean, it's funny because we've had so many hits about Sherlock Holmes, our Sherlock Holmes show that we did, because obviously recently we just had the three specials of Sherlock done by Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss. And hits on Podbean have rocketed up by another 200 hits. God knows what it was on iTunes, I haven't actually looked. So if we'd put out an A-Team show, which of course we were brought up on the A-Team, it was in the mid-80s, we were 12, 13 years old when the A-Team came out, we would have done it. The one thing we are not going to change from, though, is we... we'll only do TV programs that we have seen and know about, because
that's where our
passion comes from. Is we spend all day talking about a program, or we did at school, we do now, and we look back on it and we talk about it because we talk about it with a passion and because we enjoyed it. The one thing we're not going to do is to pick a TV program, or if someone sends a suggestion, do you want to, it'd be really great if you did so-and-so, and we've never seen it. Because, okay, I know I can do the research on it, but you're not going to get that. I like to think you get a waffly kind of facts, and our interest comes over on this show, because the fact we actually enjoy talking about the show is the reason why we don't do a show we don't like and we slag it off. I can't see the point in doing a show just to rip it to pieces. There's no fun in that, because, one, why would you want to listen to somebody slagging something up? Okay, we will talk about the bad points like we did with Star Trek The Next Generation, which is the reason why we've actually decided to have this conversation with you good listeners today, because we've had so many hits on the Star Trek The Next Generation thing, and we've had so many people send us emails and comments, etc., saying, oh, are you going to do MASH? Are you going to do Rockford Files? And this is what made us think it. And actually, this came from a lot of our British listeners, because, like, a lot of our American listeners will turn around and say, I've never heard of that, we want to see it. And we're getting a lot of British listeners turn around and say, I think I was a little bit too young to remember something like Streets of San Francisco, Taxi, Cagney and Lacey, Columbo, Murder... Well, not Murder, She Wrote.
We're definitely not doing a Murder, She Wrote.
We might drop one in every now and again. But, of course, again, we kind of want to do a lot, as you said earlier on, a bigger range. Open ourselves a lot more, because... more flexible. And also, of course, we want to do a couple of films as well, along with, obviously, still going to stay with having... guest hosts, like we had Angela and Jen from the Anomaly podcast. We've got a few other guests coming up as well. So obviously to do with Dad's Army and Blake Seven and a Hitchhiker's Guide and all this. So we still want to do it. So basically, we wanted to see what you good listeners think about what we are planning. Do you like the idea of us broadening out and covering shows from other countries? Again, remember, we will only talk about ones that we know about and we're passionate about. Do you want us to also do the odd film? We are going to do a film anyway, regardless.
Yeah, we are. But that's really our love, what we bonded over as thing was films.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hardly talk about it. We say, well, there's loads of films, and sometimes it can be all linked in with a TV programme, can't it? For example, this is my example. If we're going to do a Hitchhiker's Guide, we were stuck with this, only talking about the TV series. But there's a whole world of Hitchhiker's Guide. You've got the books, you've got the radio plays, and you've got the American film.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a bigger subject to talk about, because we, and that, you know, that's what my theory on it is. I think more people might enjoy it, but I don't know. This is what we're doing it for, isn't it?
Yeah, this is what we want to say. Although I will point out, when it comes to films, we are actually going to only talk about British-made films. Although that is, of course, you know, it's like Alien.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Actually, a British film, but, of course, American backing. I mean, some people would actually say Harry Potter's British, but, of course, it wouldn't be there without the American studios. But when we talk about British films, we talk about stuff like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, yeah, which you can't really get much more quintessential British. Italian Job, Get Carter, Evening Comedies, Hammer films. But we're not going to go too much into that. Those are going to be maybe just a couple a year, because obviously if we're going to open up a bit more, we're going to have a hell of a lot more to talk about, because we are quite limited to a certain degree. And also we are fully aware that there's some great podcasts out there as well that deal with cult British TV, such as Cadmium 2, who do stuff like Doctor Who, and they'll do episodes. We've already done Doctor Who, and we can't really do it again. But we are still going to go up as well. The one thing that hasn't changed is we won't do anything past 1999, because we don't see any point. Because, you know, I'm not going to talk about the new Battlestar Galactica, because you can go to Anomaly to listen to that. I'm not going to talk about the, like, you know, Enterprise or Wire, because there's so many different, or Fringe, Lost, etc., because there's just so many podcasts out there already doing that. We're still going to be doing stuff broadcast between 1960 to 1999, and it's still going to be British, and it's also going to be American and Australian, but only if you want us to.
This is if we have a massive influx, a tide of emails, people saying, I'll keep it the way it is, we'll just rejig it a bit. But if people come back saying, yeah, we can tell by the quality of the podcast has not gone down, just the enthusiasm sort of gone out of them, the last few, which it sort of has for us, really. Not when we're doing it, just the preparation for it. We don't talk about it. Then a couple of days before, we start knocking it up. And when we were first doing it, we'd be talking about it for weeks before.
Also, bear in mind as well that the reason why it seems that we don't take as long to do it is because I've got better at editing.
Well, I don't think our life's changed as well, because when you start, you didn't have a baby, so we're not always doing it together. And I think all these things have come in the way of it. And, you know, I want to start putting a bit more work into it, because I'm a lazy git. It's just the truth. You know what I mean? And I think, well, if it's a bit more open, if we're going to have a bit more shows, it's going to need two of us doing more.
Definitely, because, I mean, I think you listeners probably know us well enough now. You've known us for 2 years, those of us who've been with us from day one, that I'm probably more into British cult stuff, as you are more into the American side of stuff. Because you'd always, obviously, ever since when I first met you, you were the first person I knew to have Sky. And so you'd have all the American stuff. As apart from, obviously, I'm brought up as well on classic American TV.
MASH
and all that.
Like I said, that's the thing as well, mate. One of the biggest things you're into is MASH.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't do it in the podcast. It's like, well, you'd love to talk about MASH in the podcast. You've always talked about bloody MASH. And Moonlighting. You love Moonlighting.
And Equalizer.
And so that, you know, these were big programs just growing up, because that's all you watched going at school. You watched the American thing that come on.
And also stuff like Friends as well. And people say, well, Friends is only recent. Well, no, it isn't actually. Friends started in 1994. And I actually watched I finished the box set now as well.
Nice.
Finished it yesterday.
But I think that's what, you know, when you talk about Friends, you can talk about other stuff that, you know, we could talk about, you know, you can always talk about a little bit about Coupling as well. How Coupling tried to be the British Friends, and all these things are open. But if people don't want us to do that, all they do, this is why it's up to them, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So we are throwing it out to you. So, of course, the only way you can get in touch with us is via our email address, or those of you who know my personal email address, and I'm not going to broadcast that on air, but if you know me, then use that. If not, it's waffleandpodcast@googlemail.com. Not Gmail, Google Mail. I haven't transferred it over yet. Or, of course, via Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Just type in Waffle On or Waffle On Podcast, and you'll see the fan page there. We've got 99 people on that fan page. That's including me and you, by the way, which is still good, because I'm really quite impressed with that. So join the Facebook page, leave us comments on there. Or, of course, you've got the Podbean site where this podcast comes from, which is http://waffleon.podbean.com. I do strongly suggest as well, at the moment Podbean is having a bit of an issue with iPhones and etc. I found it the other day that if you try to download this show via iPhone, don't bother. Just go straight to iTunes and download it or listen to it from the Podbean site. It's happening to quite a few Podbean podcasts. They're having problems trying to download it. So anyway, send us your comments in. Our next episode will be up in September. The one thing I will say, though, is that if we do change and we do end up talking more about American stuff and Australian stuff, because I'm desperate to talk about Vander Twist and maybe even Neighbours. That's just for Stefan.
Prisoner South
Lock H. Oh, yeah, Prisoner South Lock H. There's quite a few, though, Australian stuff. We may end up actually producing more than one a month. We get to sit with each other and talk about the show. We'll probably do maybe even two a month because we've got a bigger scope to do, which I think is better, actually. So there's that advantage as well. You'll get more waffle-ons in the month, of course, with TV and film. We're going to have a new theme tune. It's still going to be the same style. It's still going to be the same tune, but it's going to be slightly remixed and jazzed up a bit. I'm going to ask our composer and musician, Woody, to mess around with that and bring it up. Now, all this is going to start, if you want it to, even if you don't want it to, it's still going to be, we're still going to change the format slightly so it makes us feel a bit more interesting. We're going to jazz it up a bit more and put a bit more enthusiasm in from January. So we've still got September, October, November and December to go. That's 4 months left of the shows. And we might as well tell you what we're going to do for those 4 months. Because I think it's it can give you a chance as well that when you send in your comments, you can actually send in comments as well to do with the shows we're going to do. So we are going to do Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely, because that's a film that we really love.
So that's the September one. The Christmas edition will actually be a review of the year's podcasts and just a festive show and a blooper reel, which will be rather nice. October and November, well, what are we going to do for them?
We're doing a Blackadder one, aren't we?
Blackadder 2.
Blackadder 2.
We have Peter Coleman.
Yeah, oh, that's right. And I can't think the other one was. Because you've got a Vic, we've still got a Vic Reeves one about, I think, but we're going to do it again, aren't we?
We're going to re-record that one, yeah, because that was another one that we did. And we might as well be honest with you. We work, as you know, we work together. And we do very long days because we work Monday to Thursday. And our hours, 37-hour week, is incorporated Monday to Thursday. I travel 20-odd miles to get to work there and back. So it takes me 40-odd minutes to get to work and 40 minutes to go back. So by the time we record the show on Monday, if we do it on an evening, we tend to be pretty tired. Hence the reason why we're doing today's show on a Sunday, even though I'm ill. And
because you tell people we did do a Vic Reeves podcast, but it just didn't work, did it? We were both shattered. And we knew it weren't right as soon as you did it, didn't we?
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, we might as well let you know how we do Waffle On, because it's only my... I write what's called a pointer script, where I'll have all my facts and stuff that I've researched, or I know, or like in the Vickery's case, I have, like, a scrapbook of stuff I had from 1989. And I put all those together. I also add where I'm going to put clips in, if necessary, the theme tune, and anything like that. And I very rarely tell you, Mark, what I'm going to talk about, because that's why I like it when you give a reaction over or there's an interesting fact. Now, both me and Cal were brought up, when we met each other at school, Vickery's was one of the things as well that we thought like both got into at the same time. And we have done for the past 20-odd years. Unfortunately, what happened when we did the show, your mind was blank. You forgot everything anyway. And so when I turned around and said, oh, what did Judge Nutmeg said? You just sat there looking at me, and then I had to tell you what it was. And that's not what Waffle On is all about. The whole point of our Waffle On is the fact that it's us two talking as if we're in a pub. That's what the whole format has always been, talking about something we love in a pub, although we're not in a pub, obviously, but where conversations come from. You all know what it's like when you're sat in a bar or a coffee house, and you're having a conversation about a TV program or a film, and you end up talking about it, going off on tangents. Well, that's what Waffle On is. And that didn't happen with the Vickery.
It just didn't happen, did it?
We were too tired, and we're not going to forgive you a lackluster podcast, because it's not fair on you. You take the time to download this show, to stick it on your iPod or whatever device that you listen to, and, you know, you deserve better than that. So we want to improve, but we need your feedback. So please do let us know what you think, good or bad. I mean, you know, as long as it's to do with the show and not anything that you're downloading on.
Yeah, if you're casting aspersions on our sexuality, that's got nothing to do with the bloody podcast. But if you're going to get in touch, if you want to abuse us about the format of it, then just want to, you say that, we'll take abuse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just going to add and say, well, my sexual is fine. I've got a child, but look at Paul O'Grady.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, Mark Barrymore.
Let's not tarnish our that's the one thing we was going to do as well, one of the shows. We was going to show shows that you could never do nowadays.
Oh, yes, that's going to be a good one.
Which is going to be really good. That's basically about programs that was made in the 60s and 70s that would nowadays be deemed incredibly anti-PC, which I think...
You're talking about mind your language, you're talking about racism. And when you talk about love thy neighbour, you're talking about racism.
Yeah, racism and blatant sexism, really, which is obviously something that... well, you shouldn't condone it anyway, let's face it. But you could never get away with putting that stuff on TV now, which, to a certain degree, is obviously good. But there's also an argument, which we'll talk about more on the podcast, but like they've just released, well, not just released, but there is the Only Fools and Horses DVD box set, which we are going to do Only Fools and Horses, I must point out. We're going to do that early next year because that's so big. It's going to be a 2-hour podcast, that is, at least, because there's so much to talk about. But the DVD of that was released and edited because in England, in Britain and a lot of places, we have corner shops here, which was mainly run by Pakistani shops, and therefore they would be called, I'm going down to the Paki shop. Yeah. And that was what the terms was in the early 80s, and often referred to. And of course, that was what was the terminology in the TV program. And they've released the DVD edited. So they've actually took that out. Now, part of me is really against that because I don't think you should edit anything that was made at a certain time. Obviously, you wouldn't do that now unless you're setting your program in the early 80s, late 70s, because that's historically how people spoke. You can't get away from it. It's okay. It's not right, regardless of how you deem it. But they've edited it. I don't think it's right to actually edit shows like that because you're messing around with you're messing around with a classic, and it's people aren't stupid. People aren't thick, and I think it actually is being condescending towards the listener. That people are going to take offence at it. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about stuff like In Sickness and In Health, and Till Death Us Do Part, which is the follow-up to that, or vice versa. I'm not too sure which that is. So that's one of the shows we're going to talk about. So there you go. So that's our little bit of information for you. Unusual for you listeners to have a podcast that's probably around about half an hour long instead of the 2 hours something that was Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's it, because that's exactly what we were talking about the other day, weren't it? In that, when we had a bit of a meeting at work, talking about, well, I wish you could put this on the air. Really? There you go. It's that's it. Just want people to be really honest with us. Mm. Don't think like you have to, you know, massage our egos, because it's not about that. This is, if you've got problems with us, tell us what you think. If you didn't enjoy something, tell us why you didn't enjoy it. You know, and that's we can take criticism really well. Our faces, we've been taking it all our life.
I was going to say, yeah, we've had criticism for the past 37 years, so I mean, it's, yeah, the odd bit of praise is always welcome, of course. If you like the show, then of course do say that, but I know it's open forum for you guys to let us know exactly what you think and what you want. If we don't hear off anybody, then we'll just do it as we please. So there we go.
Become a dictatorship.
Oh, rules of dictatorship, here we go. Fist in the air and all that jazz. the one thing we are going to talk about as well, whenever we do a show, just to spice up things, is what's a 5-minute review of anything that's really caught our eye.
A game, because, look, is everybody always playing a new game that's brilliant and want to talk about that, or a new book, or a new film of the sort, or a new, you know, a little tiny bit at the end?
Yeah, something a little bit. Oh, that's the point. I've just completed The Saboteur.
Ooh.
Well, all the missions have gone. I did that one race. This is it. Listeners, keep listening. We're talking about a game. And you know you can go and blow up machine guns and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Well, I've done a few of those, and then I saved the game. I went to go and play again, and the same gun turret's back.
Oh, no, because it's only... When you got the map on, with your... Only some targets you can destroy. Some of them are just will keep regenerating, but there's about 400 that you can blow up.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Thanks for that. And I'll have another batch of that, and I'll give it you back, and then I'm going to play Assassin's Creed 2.
Nice.
So what are you playing at the moment?
Just Cause 2. It's rubbish.
Oh, right, there we go.
absolute terrible, but I could do a whole podcast all about that. But
you was quite looking forward to playing
that. See, this is it. When we talk about gaming, we're both really into gaming, and I think, you know, you listen to other podcasts, I know sometimes we don't mention gaming.
Well, you're more into gaming than me, because I just buy the games that you play, because I can't afford to buy any.
That's what it's for. Oh, yeah. There you go. Let's see what happens with this then.
Yeah, so please do send us in. As you know, I'll repeat the email address. It's waffleonpodcast@googlemail.com. Send us your reviews, comments, and what you'd like changed, if you don't like anything changed, and all that jazz. So that's it. Thanks for joining me, Kel.
Thank you very much.
And I shall see you at work tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.